Good morning, everyone. My name is Yi Zhu. I'm a master's student from New Mexico State University. Today, I'm glad to be here to present my cotton work about screening cotton for resistance to Alternaria leaf spot caused by Alternaria alternata in New Mexico. I'm gonna skip this slide because everybody here is cotton research and we knew that cotton is important for us. And the disease I'm working on is Alternaria leaf spot. It has been becoming the most common foliar disease in most cotton growing regions. And the symptom is, as the picture showing, we can see the small circular lesion on the leaves with purple color margins. And the lesion size vary from 1 micrometer to half an inch. And as the disease progresses, the mature spots have dried that center and it becomes false out and becoming short hole appearance on the leaves. Based on the previous study, Alternaria maxifora is considered to be the principal causal agent causing Alternaria leaf spot. And also, Alternaria alternata is common found, but its weakness pathogen less virulent to cotton. But now we found it becoming prevalent in New Mexico. In 2016 fall, I randomly went to 14 fields in the southern portion of New Mexico and to do the investigate of Alternaria leaf spot disease. And I found the disease is in every field. And it's very severe disease in every field. And we can see the picture. The lesions are all about the leaves. And this is a picture in La Mesa. And this is a picture in Rincon City around the New Mexico. And we can see the lesion on the leaf and the ball on the whole plant. So I collect a sample and isolate the pathogen. The result of morphological observation and the DNA evidence shown that the pathogen is Alternaria alternata. For the management of this disease, some commercial fungicides can be used for cotton, but also I think the efficiency of the fungicide is not very high. So I think the most resistant genotypes would be the desirable approach to control this disease. And there is no study to test upland cotton and Pima cotton, the resistant to Alternaria alternata in New Mexico. So the objective of my research is to evaluate commercial cotton cultivars and advance the breeding lines for resistance to Alternaria alternata under natural field conditions. This picture is my experiment field, and which is located in breeding nursery in Las Cruces. I have 6 trials in this field, and the trial B, we planted 8 genotypes of Pima cotton with 4 replications. And the other 5 trials is all upland cotton with 3 or 4 replications. Here is the field map. We can see the distribution of each trial. We planted cotton at early May to at 2016, and no seed treatment for trial F and G. Since we want to test under the natural conditions, so no insecticide and fungicide applications. And I evaluate disease at September 29, 2016. 10 plant plots were randomly chosen and rated by the rating scale from 0 to 5. And I calculate plant incidence and plant severity index. Table 1 is the rating scale for screening Alternaria leaf spots. And 0 means there is no disease. And 5 means the infected leaf area is more than 75%. And here is formula to calculate disease incidence and disease severity index. And I use disease severity index to do the analysis of variance. And the results shown that there was significant genotypic variance in 12F, RB, NV, and HQ, but no significant genotypic variance was detected in 12G and 12B. Here is the ANOVA table for six trials. We can see the F, HQ, NV, RB, the p-value is less than 0.05, and the 12G and B p-value is greater than 0.05. And here is this picture is shown as the disease severity index mean for each genotype in trial F. The lowest we can see New Mexico 15 GLS has the lowest DSI mean. We consider this as a resistance check. And also I label the red color for this cultivars. That means they are not significant with the lowest DSI cultivar. And also I found some more resistant cultivar, which is significant different from the blue bar cultivars. And this is a result in trial HQ. And the lowest DSI is FM2448. And I also found 13P1117 and New Mexico, and also another FM2448 has a lower DSI mean. And this blue bar is significantly different with the red bars. And also the last four cultivar with the lower DSI mean is significantly different with the highest DSI cultivar, which is MD1531 and TAM11T. And this is the result in trial NV. And we can also find 13P1117 and New Mexico 15 GLS has a lower DSI. And also this red bar cultivars, they are significantly different with the FM2007 and Aquila 151. And the result, we can see the result is consistent with the first two trial. And also the result is in trial RB. And we can also see New Mexico 15 GLS has the lowest DSI. And we use this as a resistance check, and we found Aquila A24 and New Mexico NM13P and PD0946, which is not significantly different from the New Mexico 14 GLS. And this cultivar is significantly different from the blue bar I labeled. And in trial G, based on the ANOVA analysis, we cannot detect significant in trial G. But we can also, based on the LSD analysis, we can also find the red bar is significantly different from the blue bar cultivar. And also New Mexico 15 GLS has the lowest DSI, which means they are more resistant than the cultivar with the blue bar. And in Pima cotton trial, we test, there is no significant difference in PMR cotton. And the average of DSI mean is 59.8. We think the blue bar, the cultivar in the blue bar, they are similar, but they are also has a severe disease in field, but they are not has a not high DSI mean than some cultivar in the upland cotton. So in conclusion, there is no cotton genotype tested was immune to adenarial leaf spot, and the analysis of variants detected significant genotypic variance among upland cultivars in all field trials except for trial G, and no significant difference among 8 commercial PMR cotton genotypes. And overall, PMR cotton is not more susceptible than upland cotton. For the result, 2 grandless cotton 30P 1117 and New Mexico 15 GLS and 1 commercial cotton FM 1A30 GL are more resistant. Thank you. And question?
Any question? We have several minutes.
I'm not sure, but we do found the glandless cotton is more resistant to adenarial leaf spot, but we found the glandless cotton is susceptible to another disease. But we do not know. Maybe I need to do some research to know this. It's in New Mexico. Yeah. This cultivar we just tested on our experiment field, and the result is consistent and show it's more resistant, but we don't test it in another, so maybe this year we need to test in another field and to test if the resistance is consistent in this year. I'm sorry.
You have your email is not more accessible than other.
Yeah.
Do you think that your line is not resistant compared to the
No, actually, we think PMR cotton is more successful than upland cotton. And we went to the field, and the PMR cotton is really susceptible. But some upland cotton is more susceptible than PMR cotton.
And did it have anything to do with earlier
late No. So that's why I do this research to test.
Any other question? If not, let's thank you.